Blog Talk Radio.
Are you taking my levels right now? Hey. I go to jail for my baby. I bust back for my baby. I think a chef for my baby. Lost some soldiers on the way. We went through hell just again. Mama say kids open doors. We bring some bread in the yard. May have a meal from the mud. Got umbrellas in the doors. You had a gun in the court. Yeah, you my nigga for life. I was a baby for you. 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 All of my baby don't fuck with my dogs. We spend the blood on your misery dead. Came from the bottom of a whole lot of rocks and a whole lot of bodies to get to the bread. Nigga, you ain't be jealous or upset. We send them stars, I go straight to your vest. Never been friends, you never wish me best. I brought the Phantom out in Budapest. Put my baby in A1, in Gucci says. She say she never been fucked, no way we said. Is that pussy and designer's expensive set? Just pop a perk and tryna think, bitch, give me head. If you ain't freaky, you boring. My baby shine like a comet. We risking life in a foreign. Answer no questions, no comment. Think God he spared my life. Knew I had a greater calling. Could have been paralyzed. I with my niggas, we ballin'. Yellow diamonds like the Lakers. Got a good price for the bees. For my Mexicans in Long Beach. I blow a bag on a bomb, bitch. She in bodies with a bonnet. You already know what I'm on with. Better not talk to me sideways. Niggas gon' miss in that way. Better not talk to me sideways. I get in my feelings that way. Remember those days I didn't have shit. Rabbit feeders to play ball. Not broken bread in the yard. Falling in racks from the mud. Not umbrellas in the dark. I'm frozen safety for you. I'm gonna jump for my baby. I bust back for my baby. I think a chef for my baby. Lost some soldiers on the way. We went through hell just again. Mama say kids open doors. We bring some bread in the yard. May have a meal from the mud. Got umbrellas in the doors. You had a down in the court. Yeah, you my nigga for life. I was a baby for you. 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 I heard your bed is now free. This is a Christian fee. Me and this money and this dream. Got a relationship. Like 40 nights with no sleep. Glad in a second chip. Always you, I'll be rich. And over till we free. Lot of my friends still in the cage. Looking to really say, why did God take you so young? Why is the real estate? Only in God and cash we trust. Life's a bitch and I just bust. I put heaven in my cup. And I put them on my hood. 100 bands in my pocket. And I made it with my set. My shorty buzzed. She got the bag. Baby, we up now. I go to jail for my baby. I bust back for my baby. I think a chef for my baby. Lost some soldiers on the way. We went through hell just again. Mama say kids open doors. We bring some bread in the yard. May have a meal from the mud. Got umbrellas in the doors. You had a down in the court. Yeah, you my nigga for life. I was a baby for you. 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 I was a baby for you.
To God.
It takes drugs.
Don't stop, cause I'm way too close. Yeah, that's facts, bruh. Shots from across the street from my father's store, it made me back up. Shit I saw as a kid, you couldn't believe it, it was that tough. My city made me hungry from what I've seen, it made me act up. Seen a lot of people turn to fiends off that dope rock. They sangin' on them corners, running plays, Sammy Sosa. Trying to feed their family, roll them dice. Times get too hard, you either do or die. Pray to God you make it real far. Watch out for those snakes in that grass, you get clipped off. Keep a circle small, cause some haters trying to get y'all. Niggas out here snitching, talking about they keep it a hundred. Nothing in life can prepare for. This is time coming. Turn the negative to positive. I hit that light switch. Chose to take the long way to the top, so I appreciate my blessings. 5-0 killing brothers, and we killing one another. Something's gotta give. We gotta motivate each other. Trying to get up off these corners every day. Gotta hustle, gotta grind to make a way. My heart is so cold, I can't sleep. Put in time, put in work, put in. Losing family, losing friends to these streets. The reason why I'm always thinking deep. I put my heart, put my soul on these feet. I'm a boss, I'm a king, I'm a beast.
I lost too many real ones, I feel some type of way. When family do you dirty, you feel some type of way. I got it out the mud is what I'm trying to say. I was all alone when my skies were gray. They gave up on me hoping I would give up. I learned to hold my breath to avoid hiccups. I called a few times, you ain't pick up. My mind all twisted from this liquor. I'm a ball till I fall. I remember not having anything at all. I used to sleep.
Up on the scene, fresher than your jeweler. Flexing on these niggas, leave me looking stupid. Had to tell shorty, slow down, had me feeling woozy. Pussy goosey, juicy, ooh, we finna make a movie. Stacking 100 color blue cheese. Blow so cold like a cool breeze. If I see your titties, I'm grabbing the full squeeze. Fuck around, I might leave a couple hickeys. If you press, do you mad too bad? That I never gave a fuck about that. Me up all the way to the max. Pull her hair when I hit her from the back. A lot of niggas don't know about that. And when I hit it, yeah, she know that I was strapped. I never like I'm 13, not a dad. And did I mention you? So girls, we know I'm going back. Screaming fuck 12 in the Hellcat. Bitch mad as fuck, asking why I don't text back. Don't hit my jack unless you tryna throw that ass back. Throw it down and pick it up, you know I like that. Fucking with a shorty named Willow. Hella mean, but she nice with the deep throat. Head so fire, had to tap out. Right after that, I gave a dick till she passed out. I don't know the stress of a nun. Smoke a blunt to the face and now your stress is gone. And she can make it clap, make it applause. With an ass like that, she'll never need a job. I've been self-made from the jump, I got this shit. Like little baby, never needed help, I'm on my shit. Gotta get it how you live it, on my old head shit. And when this shit drop, everyone gon' play this shit. Have you ever made love to a real one? If you haven't, that's cool, now let me show you some. Break her walls when I hit it on the wall. Jump stop, fade away like John Wall. Never knew that I could go this hard. They wanna see me drop, but now I've come too far. 40 making nigga dance like a TikTok song. It's like I'm handy manny when I let these tools talk. Gotta make money moves so I can pay what's due. On my grind like all the time, never see false news. Drip sauce everywhere I step and come through. You don't like it, here's a door that you can go through. I could turn a nice bitch nasty. I'ma make a wife out of.
Told you niggas on stress.
Nah.
Told you bitches on stress.
Nah.
Told you niggas on stress.
Nah.
Told you bitches on stress.
Nah.
I get the bag and I double up. 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 Told you niggas on stress.
Nah.
Told you bitches on stress.
Nah.
Told you niggas on stress.
Nah.
Told you bitches on stress.
Nah.
I get the bag and I double up. 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 Told that bitch don't stress.
Nah.
That little pussy got it wet. I'll thumb it through a chest.
Yeah.
I keep my gun in my vest.
Yeah.
I'm a shooter, I'm a shooter. Spaghetti sauce on your noodle.
Ooh.
Don't make me pull up in a foreign car. Yeah. With a Rastaman and a Uzi.
Bah.
Got a baby 3-8. Know these niggas won't do shit. Make me run up in your trap house. I'll empty out the whole clip. Life or death, I don't stress. Chop, chop, bullets make a mess. No love for a bitch, nigga. I care about respect. Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. I get the bag and I double up. 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 Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. I get the bag and I double up. 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 All this live pay the fortune. I can smoke a whole forge. Fuck your bitch with the lights on. I do that shit when I'm boring. Come, count it up. Have a chicken on the countertop. I can't allude, little bitch. Whipping the bowl, a fool, little bitch. 22,501. I was living in a trap, bitch. When my mama got eviction notice, I was still in the trap, bitch. Get that check and then I double up. Know the hate and then I'm coming up. And I keep selling for these hating niggas. Let them run their mouth, I'ma pull up. Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. I get the bag and I double up. 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 Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. Told you niggas on stress. Told you bitches on stress. I get the bag and I double up. I get the bag and I double up. I get the bag and I double up. I get the bag and I double up.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone's night going? It's your star co-host, Lori. Also, I have on the line your other star co-host, Miss Mingo.
Good evening, you guys.
Okay, Miss Mingo, go ahead and give your updates first, and then I'll go.
Alrighty, already, you guys. In 1 second. Alright, you guys, this is just our co-host, Ms. Mingo, so I'm going to give the updates to you guys. To all hip-hop and indie artists across the nation, if you got bangers and shoot rhymes for Gunslinger, then Best of the Best Show is where you need to be. These are all the packages. The $10 gets you a week's worth of play. A $15 a month gets you more music, less promotion, interviews, no flyer. $25 a month gets you more music plays, more promotion, interviews, no flyer. $50 a month gets you more music plays, more promotion, interviews, no flyers. We have a bonus package, which is $75, gets you 3 months of music plays, promotion, interviews with flyer, and your interview will be put on Dear Lori LLC. All payments can be made to the PayPal email, which is josephthedreamer88@gmail.com, or the Cash App, the $ Faithfire Radio 2020. You can submit your music MP3 format to the Faithfire Radio 2020@gmail.com. And of course, that we have an interview, a update, which is an upcoming interview on September 5th at 9:30 p.m. Ms. Lori, do you have any updates?
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do the updates right now. Okay, guys. You know who this is. It's your girl, Lori, from Dear Lori LLC Podcast. Also, your store co-host on Best of the Best Show, Fix Power Radio. So, guys, don't block your blessings. If you need to get a hold of me, you can hit me up on my IG at amor.vida.754. That's AMOR.ZIGA.754. Guys, Safe Power Radio Best of the Best Show has an amazing choice of promotional packages to fit anyone's budget. Remember, all packages get you shout-outs and IG and Facebook exposure. So let me tell you about the packages. We have the $10 package, which gets you a week's worth of plays for $10, guys. We have the $15 a month package, which gets you more music plays, less promotion, interview with no flyer, guys. So you'll get your music plays, a little bit of promotion, you'll get your flyer for your interview. You know, if you want that flyer for your interview, you have to pay the $24. So, guys, you have like a banging, banging choice of packages for you. The $24 a month package gets you more plays, more promotion, interview with no flyer. So, guys, you'll get your interview, but it won't be on a flyer. So, it's your choice. We have the $50 a month package. We get you more music plays, more promotion, interview with the flyer, meaning we will harass you. Nah, we won't really harass you, but we'll ask you for your picture so we can put it on a flyer. So make sure it's a nice picture that you like, because once you guys send us the picture and we put it on a flyer, there's no changing it, because we will ask you more than once if that picture is okay. We have the bonus package, which gets you 3 months of music plays, $75. You get your promotion, your interview with the flyer, and your interview will be put on Dear Lori LLC podcast. So, guys, you have the $10 a week, the $15 a month, the $25 a month, the $50 a month, and the bonus package, which is $75 a month, guys. So, it's like, you know, the $75, it gets you 3 months. So you're really getting more out of the packages than you normally would. So the choice is pretty much yours. So if it fits your budget, then that's what you pick. And then you can just send your payment to PayPal, which is josephthedreamer88@gmail.com. That's josephthedreamer88@gmail.com. Or Cash App, $ Faith Power Radio 2020. That's $FAITHPOWERRADIO 2020. Guys, if you send your payment anywhere else, I cannot stress this enough. I know you're tired of hearing me saying it, but I cannot stress this enough. If you send your payment anywhere else besides josephthedreamer88@gmail.com, which is the PayPal, or the Cash App, $FaithPowerRadio2020, without prior authorization from King Sirius Black himself, meaning he told myself or Miss Mingle to inform you that it's okay to send your payment elsewhere. If you did not get that message, please do not send your payment anywhere else, because it will get returned to you and your track will not be played. You can send your track in MP3 format to this email address only, which is faithpowerradio2020@gmail.com. That's FAITHPOWERRADIO2020@gmail.com. The same thing goes for the submission email. You can only, and I repeat, you can only send your track to faithpowerradio2020@gmail.com. If you send that track anywhere else without prior authorization, your track will not be played until you send it to the correct email address. Not someone forwards it to the correct email address. No, you have to send it to the correct email address. Guys, I know the rules have gotten stricter, but that's just the way it is. You know, we got to tighten up on some things. Guys, we are live Saturday through Monday, 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Sunday, 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And Mondays, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. You can call in at 563-999-3505. Once again, that phone number is 563-999-3505. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm going to run through the packages again. We have the $10 a week package, which gets you a week's worth of playing. We have the $15 a month package that gets you more music plays, less promotion, interview, no flyer. We have the $25 a month package, which gets you more music plays, more promotion, interview, no flyer. We have the $50 a month package, which gets you more music plays, more promotion, interview with a flyer. We have the bonus package, which is $75. That $75 gets you 3 months worth of music plays, promotion, interview with flyer, and your interview will be put on Dear Lori LLC podcast. If you like any one of those packages, you can send your payment to PayPal, josephthedreamer88@gmail.com. That's josephthedreamer88@gmail.com. Or Cash App, $FaithPowerRadio2020. That's FaithPowerRadio2020. Guys, please do not send your payment anywhere else than to where I just said, unless you have prior authorization from King Sirius Black himself. You can send your track in MP3 format to this email address, which is FaithPowerRadio2020@gmail.com. That's FaithPowerRadio2020@gmail.com. Guys, please do not send your track anywhere else except for that email address unless you have prior authorization from King Sirius Black himself. Guys, we have an exclusive interview from an artist named Dan Boy who is signed to Money Right Entertainment, guys. That interview will be September 5th at 9:30, guys. So, guys, make sure y'all look out for the flyer. The flyer is in the making. So as soon as we get that flyer, we will put it out there and blast it all over, guys. Next, I want to let you guys know that we have a collage flyer coming out. Yes, it's a collage flyer with every artist we ever interviewed. Name and picture will be on the collage. They will have numbers underneath their names, so you can call in at 563-999-3505, and you can request your favorite artist and song. So far we have Dirtbag, Henny Baby, 550 Gilly, Lope Dab, Class Money, Rasta Stacks, 13, and once we do the interview with Dan Boy, he will be on that flyer too. The collage flyer. So, guys, please stay tuned for that. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, showing us love, showing us support, you know, submitting your music, showing us love, and just all around knowing that we're out here doing what we do for y'all because we want to, not because we have to, like King Sirius Black always says. We're doing this because this is something that we love to do, guys. So, next, I just want to talk about, jump a little bit off topic here. You know, I just want to talk about that new Cardi B video that she has out with Megan Thee Stallion. It's called WAP, W-A-P. Guys, that video is a nice video. I love the choreography on there. I love how their solos are not together. Their solos are separated. They have good cameos. Kylie Jenner, Rosalie. The list goes on. They even have, I keep forgetting her name, but they have the chicken there from Love & Hip Hop Miami in there. The only issue that I have with that video, and it's like that scene is only for like a couple of seconds, is when it first starts with the water fountain. And you know, the women said it, the water's coming out of their breasts. You know, I don't have an issue with that because, you know, there's a lot of little kids that look up to them. And that water fountain is like a little no-go for me, you know. So that's like the only issue that I have with that video. Other than that, it's a good video. The lyrics is on point. They on point. The outfits is fire. The whole video is fire. It's just on point. Like, it's literally on point. So, Miss Ningo, I don't know if you have anything to say about that video.
Honestly, I mean, the video, it was good, but it's just that with the whole theme of it, because with the kids and stuff like that, but as far as that, you know, I mean, I'm just not a rooter for that because of how the kids look up to them and everything else. But as far as that,
what was the outfits or the water fountain? Because I know what did it for me was the water fountain. I was like, okay, no, not the water fountain. So what about the video is like not sitting right with you?
It's only just certain outfits that didn't really sit in well with me.
So what's wrong with the outfit? Got to be more specific. Because they had a lot of outfits in there. They had the bodysuits in there. They had
It's the outfit with the skin where it showed Cardi B's tits out.
Well, they're covered. She has, like, a little sequins on it, so it's covered. Like hell. Mm-hmm. Janet Jackson came out on the Super Bowl. Like, Little Kim had her boobies out at the awards with a little, what was that, a little seashell on it. Nobody had a problem with that.
Yeah, that is not a problem. I mean, it was just like certain things about it. Yes, it was the water fountain. There was only just like certain suits that, you know. But I'm just not quick to judge, you know. But that's my honest opinion.
So what did you think about the lyrics in general?
It was a bit too explicit.
Okay.
All her songs is
explicit.
Yeah, I know, but there was kind of going into more detail into it, you know.
Like, how?
Well, there was only just like, talking about, you know, about with the woman and then, you know, with the water and all that stuff. But, I mean, can't really go into much detail with it. But,
okay,
you know,
so
I'm just
this,
not...
So, just basically them talking about, okay, you know, the guys pull out game and their pussies being wet and all that other stuff. Like, but...
Yep.
That's why I'm like, because, you know, I have to replay the video back, you know, to actually see, like, to sort of decipher what you're talking about with the outfits, because the outfits, I really don't seen anything wrong with the outfits that they have on. In my opinion, they're more covered up than they normally are.
Yeah, that's true.
Like on a normal video,
I mean,
like
I just
what
don't
they
want
have
to be
on.
Dashing, true. I mean, I just don't want to be bashing those on just my, you know, opinion about it.
So it's not really that bad. That's why they say, you know, people, they want their kids to listen to the song, they have to be mindful of what they're listening to.
True.
They gotta be a little bit, you know, more mindful. And then it's like they're gonna let their kids listen to and watch whatever, especially if they feel like to them it's not inappropriate. But everybody has their, you know, like a lot of people are torn in between this video, because some people feel like the video is too much. They're showing too much. They're doing too much. They're being extra, you know. But if you look at the other videos that each of them have out individually, this is them. It's just that they got on a little bit more clothes than they normally would have on.
True.
And that's basically it. And the only thing that I could really see that someone would actually have a problem with is, you know, like the way they're touching each other, you know, and pretty much them humping the water and, you know, just how would the older generation say it? They're being too revealing, like they're showing a little bit extra skin than they normally would. They're not, in other words, they're not, it's not church approval, if for lack of better words, you know. I might be choosing my words wrong with this one, but for lack of better words.
Right.
Some people will be like, you know, it's not that appropriate for it to, you know, be out there like that. But I honestly don't see anything wrong with the video except for the water coming out of the breast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, if you're watching on YouTube, you know, they're going to show you everything. But if they play it on VT or VH1, they're going to block that out. Or they're not going to show it. It's going to be fuzzy. But other than that, it's not bad. You know, they got some good music, you know, and for this to be Cardi's first music drop in a year,
mm-hmm.
You know, I got to say she didn't disappoint. She came out like a firecracker, like she said she was. She was going to come out and do her and then just blow it out the water. And that's exactly what she did.
What she did, yeah.
And I wouldn't expect nothing less from her. Now, I would have had a problem with it if it wasn't like that. If it was too covered up, because that's not her. She likes to reveal her body. She loves her body. She was saying that the amount of work she put on her body, the amount of money she put into her body,
yeah.
She's going to show her body.
I already know.
She's not going to care.
I mean, yeah, I know.
So, you know, it is what it is. But I want to go to, what is that lady? I keep forgetting that lady's name. That got locked up in Jamaica, girl.
Who?
That, she's not a reality star. She's like, she's on Facebook and stuff, and she's like always talking bad to her kids. She's always cursing them out and everything. Amari, DJ Mona Lisa. She went to Jamaica, right? And everybody knows that when you leave the U.S. and you go to Jamaica or you go anywhere where COVID is a high rate, you have to quarantine yourself for 14 days before you can even do anything on your vacation itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
So what she ended up doing was she ended up leaving the hotel. She ended up going, sitting on the beach, going riding on the mopeds or the dirt bikes, whatever. But she wasn't in her hotel room. She was cursing out her PR. So allegedly, and notice I'm saying allegedly because I don't want nobody on my IG talking about you said, I didn't know. Allegedly, she cursed out her PR for not telling her that the interview she was going to be conducting out there after she paid him the money through Western Union or money transfer. However, he told her that her interview will be conducted by phone and then it will be done in person at a later date. You know, allegedly and according to her Facebook page, you know, and her live videos, you know, y'all could catch her. It's Amari, DJ Mona Lisa. It's Amari, comma. It's A, comma, M-A-R-I. And then in the parentheses, it's DJ, M-O-N-A, Mona, then it's L-I-S-A. So y'all can just look it up and find her. And she's basically just going off. They have the scene, her lives, where when they came into the hotel room, they were trying to get her out, telling her that she had to go to the police station, and she was going off on one of the officers out there. I don't know what y'all call them out there in Jamaica, but she went off on one of the officials, telling him to get out of her room, why he don't have one of a mask, you know, to protect her from the COVID. And it was just like a whole big thing. Like, she's down there with, I believe, one of her kids, her oldest son. So it's just a lot. Like, you know, and a lot of people don't know, like, first off, she got arrested for not quarantining herself. Then she got in trouble because apparently I didn't know this, that when someone goes to Jamaica, you can't be out there cursing all willy-nilly. Like, you cannot be in the street, you know, just cursing out officials and all that. So, needless to say, they hijacked her passport. And it's crazy, but apparently I think today or tomorrow, her 14-day quarantine is up. And then she can go anywhere in Jamaica, but she can't come back to the States yet because she has to do, like, court appearances with the magistrate and stuff to find out if they're going to charge her or not. But they held all her papers, and it's just crazy because, like, I'm just finding out that it cost over $1,000 just to stay out in Jamaica for a day, for like the hotel room, like all that stuff adds up, especially when they're not paying for you, and you gotta stay down there. Then she has to buy her plane tickets all over again because they expired, and they can't get a refund on their tickets or get a later date on the tickets. So she's, you know, so her and whoever, you know, was out there with her is stuck if they didn't leave her to come back to the States. But she is, like, really, 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 really stuck out there. So I don't know what to say on that. So it's like, and then it's like she had surgery out here in the States before she went out there. I don't know what type of surgery she had because she never said. And she's like, it requires her to be here in the U.S. so the doctors can look after her. But my thing is, like, why would you go on vacation knowing you just had surgery and you have to be monitored by your doctor, especially if your doctor didn't give you clearance to leave? Like, what was the purpose of that? Like, it's crazy. Like, girl, would you? I know I wouldn't travel nowhere during COVID, you know, especially if it's not in my area. I wouldn't, you know, travel nowhere during COVID, especially going to a different country where I need my passport to get back. No, like, would you even do that? Like, go back to your homeland and no one is during COVID and you can get stuck? Ms. Mingo. I think her call dropped, y'all. I really think her call dropped because she don't even hear me.
Yes, I'm here.
Would you go anywhere? Like, would you go back to your homeland during COVID, knowing you could get stuck?
No, I would not. No, I would not. I would not go.
But it's just crazy. I'm not understanding, yeah. Like, because, you know, every country has their different rules, you know, like, so Jamaica's rules is different from Guyana, you know, and then Guyana's rules is different from Jamaica, and then Jamaica's rules and Guyana's rules is different from Haiti. So it's like, guys, really, like, especially if you haven't been here for years, it's just crazy. So it's like, guys, if you're going to go on vacation anywhere, please make sure it's not within the quarantine state. Please make sure you check the rules. Please make sure you know you have to quarantine for 14 days, meaning you cannot leave out of your hotel at all. You have to stay confined to your hotel room. I don't mean, oh, I can roam around the hotel. No, you have to stay in your hotel room for 14 days. So, guys, just see, you know, I know everybody's tired. Everybody needs a vacation. How I need a vacation. I'm overdue. Way, 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 way overdue for a vacation. But I'll be damned. I'll be damned if I go anywhere right now. No, No. I'm not trying to get stuck. Nowhere. I don't care where it is. I am like, I'm not trying to get stuck nowhere where I gotta put up a dang on GoFundMe, or I gotta sit there and I gotta solicit people for money so I can get back to the States. No. No. Like, no. So, guys, I just pulled up the post that Amari, I guess her man put up, and it says, Colin stands by his woman who was wrongfully arrested after PR framed her by calling a cop and Jamaican Health Board after she canceled money transaction related to REFM. Agreement was that the interview would be conducted in person, but after sending reference number for the transaction to be picked up, the PR blatantly informed Amari that the interview would be conducted by phone 1 week later when she arrived back in the U.S. instead of the next day. So I guess that was like the big problem right there for her, with her trying to get, you know, her stuff in order and everything. So that right there in itself is like a problem, because, you know, it's like two different stories going around. It's actually like three. Some people are saying, you know, he framed her and lied, and then others are saying that she violated the 14-day rule. So who knows what really happened, guys? Like, we all just have to sit here and keep watching and see what's going on and, you know, follow this crazy story and stuff. But I do know from one of the videos that I did see, it looked like she was trying to tell the officer to not touch her and, you know, to, like, get away from her. And then it looked like a little tussle started because then her phone fell and then everything just, like, went black. So, I don't know. But it's just so much going on, guys. There's so much going on. We have all these, you know, these artists out here dropping music, doing their thing. Jewels, you know, Santana just came home after doing some time. You know, he served 19 months of a 27-month sentence on federal weapons charges. So, guys, that's a lot, you know, especially when the guy has a whole entire family, you know, because he was arrested back in March of 2018 after security staff at a New Jersey Newark Liberty International Airport allegedly claim they found a loaded 38 on him and quote-unquote non-prescription oxy pills on him, you know, on his carry-on luggage. They claimed, you know, he had left his luggage in the area, and then he turned himself in 3 days later, you know, then in August of 2018, he pled guilty to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and carrying a weapon on an aircraft. You know, so he started his sentence in March of 2019. You know, so within that time frame of him getting ready to start his sentence, you know, he married Kim, you know, Kim Bella, you know, the mother of his kids. So, you know, he was held down pretty good. You know, then when he got released, everybody was there, you know, his kids was there, Kim Bella was there. So it was like a whole big thing. Everybody was crying. You know, if you look on his IG or in her IG, you can pretty much see it and just see that there's, you know, that this man was, you know, just elated to see his family. You know, and I got to give it up to Kim Bella and Joel's brother, Twin, because when he was locked up, they sat there and they dropped some of his music. You know, they worked on his album for him, you know, with his permission, of course. So that right there to me is like, you know, it's super dope. You know, she's still looking out for him and making sure, you know, his music was getting done right and it was getting put out there. So, guys, that says a lot. You know, that says a whole lot about them as a whole, regardless of what anybody, you know, has to say. So, Ms. Mingo, what are your thoughts on Joel Santana being released from prison?
What I feel is that like, you know, he really deserves to come home, honestly, because, you know, like these days it's like he shouldn't have been charged, honestly. You know, because you know how the whole judicial system is already messed up already. You know, so it was a big surprise, but very, very happy that he's back home. And I already know that he has like a lot of things that he will work on. And I do give it up to Kim Bella for help, you know, looking out for him and, you know, dropping music and all that stuff. Like, she really held him down really good. I give it up to them. And that's all I really need to say.
Okay. And then also, like, guys, like, I know everybody's, like, buzzing around, you know, T.I. and Tiny, you know, because they're soon to be grandparents and everything, you know. And that is a big, big blessing to anybody. You know, even though it came as a complete shocker, you know, for many after, you know, everything that was going on, you know, because Zanique, their Chinese daughter, you know, Zanique, she is pregnant. I think she's about 5 months. You know, her boyfriend Ben Hunter Izzy. You know, he's a rapper. So it's crazy because everybody was suspecting it for about 3 years that she was pregnant, but back then she really wasn't pregnant. And now, you know, she's actually pregnant and everybody is like swarming over it and just making their assumptions. It's crazy. So a lot of people are like, why is she, you know, being sad that, you know, that she's pregnant and stuff. It's crazy. So, you know, she had made a statement, you know, saying that she's never really had morning sickness. You know, and as we know, she's 24. And she basically said, quote, unquote, with it being my first time being pregnant, I had so many expectations and was thinking, oh, it's going to be really hard. And not knowing, you know, basically what she was, you know, going to do. And y'all also have to remember, she was in a trio herself, the OMG girls, you know. So it's not like she's, you know, like she can't make a way for herself, you know, because she does do music. She's not just trying to, you know, live off her parents' money, which none of their kids do. So, but, like, the only problems that she faced was, you know, besides finding out she was pregnant, is figuring out safe doctors to visit and, you know, to get the checkup done in the middle of the pandemic. So, you know, it's a lot that she has to think about, but I'm just tired of the negative comments that everybody keeps throwing at her. Like, let this young woman breathe. Like, let her live her life. Like, it's bad enough she's on a lockdown because of what's going on. It really can't go anywhere. Really can't celebrate it how she wants to. And she has to go to appointments by herself because, as you know, these doctor's offices, no matter where you go, they only, you know, if you're actually going into, like, labor or something, but they only allow one person with any doctor's appointment you go to, unless the person is, like, mentally impaired or something like that, you know? But it's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot going on out here in this world. Everybody is pregnant. Rappers are getting released. People are starting businesses. So, guys, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on out here in this world, guys. You know, so it's not just that, it's other stuff going on too. So, Miss Mingle, I don't know if there's something else that, you know, you might want to touch on, but I know earlier we were talking about the stimulus package over the phone and what's going on. So I don't know, because you got some strong feelings on that, girl. So you know, let this woman know, like, what are your feelings on that?
It's like, honestly, like, my thoughts is that, you know, like, how, like, what is the floor out plan for it? Like, what do you mean by, like, the previous tax cut? What exactly is going to happen? You know what I'm saying? That's what I really want to know. So what do you think, Ms. Lori?
what's gonna happen with what? You gotta be more specific, girl. You gotta go in details.
Basically, what is the floor plan and exactly how the money's gonna get spent. That's what I want to know.
Okay, so basically what you're trying to figure out is, why did they snatch the 600 unemployment when they wasn't supposed to have snatched that until the end of the year?
Exactly.
So that right there is a big thing, you know. So that's what everybody's going on. Everybody's like, yo, how am I supposed to live off of the 286 or the 302 or the 168, whatever it is that they're getting. Excuse me, guys.
They have said that it was going to only do $400 because like people who really you know that doesn't work makes more money than their own job and stuff. But people are already scared to go to their jobs. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't know.
But, you know, like I tell people, like, they have, like, for the unemployment, you know, they have, like, the fraud prevention, you know. Most states, like, here in New York, you know, paid out the 600 with few checks on claimant, you know. But as you all know, the systems were upgraded for new unemployment provisions, and then everybody's doing fraud claims. A lot of people didn't get the 600 payments were held back to ensure, you know, that the person was really who they are and qualification checks are more vigorous now. Meaning, like, if someone was already getting unemployment, you know, they have to send in pay stubs, they have to send in this, they have to send in that. So, you know, as a result, payments are being held, like genuine payments are delayed, and people who really, really need this are getting their money very, very late, which is not cool at all because of all the people doing fraud payments, you know? And then some people said, you know, the rumor is that the delayed payments due to the state not receiving funds for the federally funded 600 FTUC payment, you know, but that's not true. So it's like the states are, you know, the claims are being done by states who can get reimbursed by the federal government. You know, so it's a lot. So it's like if people don't go and read up on it, they're not going to know. So it's like everybody's getting mad, but they, you know, they're not reading, you know. Knowledge is power. Like, people got to understand, they got to read stuff. They just can't rely on the news.
Exactly. Because some news is all fake and some news are real, though. You know, so it's like you got to say what is what and what is real and what's not real, what's legit and what's not legit.
Mhm. Because now I looked it up, right? And it says at around about 4 o'clock today, Trump signed the 400 enhanced unemployment benefit order. So, you know, it says he signed an executive action because, you know, everybody feel the way they feel about Trump. Me, I got my own issues. So, you know, I'm still back with Obama days. So that's all. You know, he signed the executive action to extend the enhanced unemployment benefits to go at a lower amount than before. So it is $400, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday, it says Donald Trump signed an executive action Saturday to extend an additional extra weekly fund at a reduced amount of $400. And then he says, and I quote, so don't nobody go biting my head off because I'm quoting what this man said. I'm taking action to provide an additional or an extra $400 per week and expanding benefits, Trump said during a press conference at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. States will be asked to cover 25% of costs using existing funding, such as the tens of billions of dollars available to them through the Coronavirus Relief Fund. Under this plan, states will be able to offer greater benefits if they so choose, and the federal government will cover 75% of the cost. So, So
So what do you think about that? What he has said?
Well, like I tell everybody else, I'll believe it when I see it. When I see some action being taken, but at least making an effort to make sure everybody has what they need so they can provide for their family. But everybody, you know, like I said, everybody has their views, their opinions on him and everything. Me, personally, I'm not too keen on the man, but
I'm not.
He has done some good now. You know, he's making sure people get their money. You know, he's looking out for people. Some people might be shouting at me right now and talk about, oh, you a Trump supporter. No, I am not. Mm-mm. Baby, I am an independent party member. Mm-mm. No. I pick and choose where I'm going to go. Mm-mm. I ain't with the blue state. I ain't with the red state. I ain't with the purple, orange, whatever state you want to call it.
Wait, I ain't with the colors.
You know, I'm in my own little bubble. I'm not over here with the blue people. I'm not over here with the red people. I'm in New Jersey. So, guys, I don't know what to tell y'all, but it's like, you know, it's just crazy. And then, guys, listen, people. I'm going to call y'all Linda. Listen, Linda. Okay? Because I'm going to call y'all some Linda because y'all not listening. Pay y'all rent. Okay? Pay your rent. I'm tired of seeing these Facebook posts, these IG posts about people talking about, oh, well, I don't got to pay my rent because they said I don't got to pay my rent. No, Lindas. You got to pay your rent. Okay? You got to pay your rent. So what I advise, I'm not even going to say advise. Scratch that. What I suggest you guys do when y'all get y'all second stimulus checks, because they are coming out, or when y'all get that extra $400 in unemployment, for those of you who's getting the extra $400, you put that towards your back rent. I know I'm stepping on some toes right now and all that. Y'all like, oh, school about to start back. I got to buy my kids clothes. I got to buy my kids this. I got to buy my kids backpacks. You should have thought about all that when you was buying flat screen TVs and new couches and new bed sets. And eating, and I'm going to be ghetto with this part, eating squimps and lobsters. Yes, I went ghetto and I said squimps and lobsters. Yes, I had to go fuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rock bottom. Every
Everything I eat, you know it's organic. Johnson the low and it came on a pallet. Pack came late, so I had to track it. I'm in Orlando, I fall like a magic. I did a donut, I turn off the traction. I'm high with no gravity and I'm not landing. I'm losing friends, but it's money I'm adding. Do you know how it feels to hit rock bottom? Rolls out the concrete, I don't watch you blossom. Watch my OG suffer, starving late nights with no supper. Post on the block, make it dope. She was always there, I swear that I love her. In the truck, I bring it from the back end. Chiropractor, cause I broke her back end. I just blew her like Grand Up in Saxon. Water the plants before they get damaged. Everything I eat, you know it's organic. Johnson the low and it came on a pallet. Pack came late, so I had to track it. I'm in Orlando, I fall like a magic. I did a donut, I turn off the traction. I'm high with no gravity and I'm not landing. I'm losing friends, but it's money I'm adding. Know how it feels to hit rock bottom. Rolls out the concrete, I don't watch you blossom. Mailman came, he dropped in boxing. Can't trust hoes, these hoes be toxic. Brown little bitch, she brown like fox. I ain't got time to fuck, so I told a bitch top me. Real hot, you, yeah, I'm hot like coffee. She said stack then, why you so boxy? Pockets full of salad and I be dressing. Blood on my shoes, you know that I'm stepping. Ruger on my side, I keep a weapon. Ballin' over East and they wanna stretch me. Angels around me, yeah, I'm covered with blessings. Blowin' away the cake, but fuck a wedding. Sell a pack, stack the bread like a Tetris. Cut the bitch off, cause she too extra. Just like a priest, I get his result. Water the plants and watch them grow. Everything I eat, you know it's organic. Johnson the low and it came on a pallet. Pack came late, so I had to track it. I'm in Orlando, I fall like a magic. I did a donut, I turn off the traction. I'm high with no gravity and I'm not landing. I'm losing friends, but it's money I'm adding. Do you know how it feels to hit rock bottom? Rolls out the concrete, I don't watch you blossom.
Money. and every day. Still getting to it, honey, and every night. I'm gonna get it non-stop, paper chasing. I'm not your average nigga on the block, on the block.
People
people out there making that De Niro. Super duper fresh, got me feeling like a hero. Skip me with the fake love, I don't wanna hear you. I just wanna make my cash and smoke my weed. Give back to the people who are really in need. Buy a couple cars, cribs, clear my credit indeed. And if you're feeling what I'm spitting, then you're really a G. Ayy, I just do me. Beat that kitty up, now I'm ready. Riding in an old school Chevy. Squad rolling deep, yeah, we heavy. Sliding on the scene, it's a movie. Diamonds, all stars looking Gucci. Secure the bag, lot of loosely. Had a lot of haters, now they groupies. Ayy. I be on the grind every day, yes, sir. Gotta keep on cooking, we the wave, yes, sir. Drippy like Mello with the J, yes, sir. Smoking on dope, feeling great, yes, sir. Beat the kitty up, lights out, yes, sir. Bass got bop, make it drop, yes, sir. Rolling with the gang on site, yes, sir. Team take flight, do it right, yes, sir.
Yeah, going down, 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 going down. I'ma roll blunt while you get lit. Real niggas up, we gon' get rich. Bitch niggas down, they gon' get hit. No, I'm around, I'ma get lit. The place you want, we gon' wet shit. So I hold down with fresh shit. Bitch, I'm a dog, we gon' get bit. Lay you in the ground, yeah, that's it. I'ma roll blunt while you get lit. Real niggas up, we gon' get rich. Bitch things down, they gon' get hit. You know I'ma run, I'ma get lit. It's the place you want, we gon' wet shit. So I always down with fresh shit. Bitch, I'm a dog, you gon' get bit. Lay you in the ground, yeah, that's it. I don't give a fuck, it's song. Nigga gon' think it's a song. But I'm here playing all along. Think about getting you gone. Fuck, I use on a mixtape. Can charge for abuse on a mixtape. Niggas draw ass with a kiss day. Probably hit your home in the worst way. Should've thought smart in the first place. Send a bad bitch if you thirsty. Niggas on me, I just don't play. I ain't finna talk, I'm like, okay. Wanna take me for a fool. Wanna play me like it's cool. Now I got taken to school. This whole label a tool. If you know me, you better get back. Niggas know me, I'ma wet that. Dealing with you, step back. So I got that to end that. Now I like dog, I was playing. You really don't hear what I'm saying. You tripping, you should've been praying. I'm gripping, I'm pulling, I'm spraying. My niggas, they smoke by the pound. Surrounded with real ones around. We honor and make niggas proud. We solid and rapping aloud. You can play with the gang if you want to. Catch you with your man, I confront you. Fucking with the clan, I'ma taunt you. You niggas know me, I'ma want to. I'ma roll blunt while you get lit. Real niggas up, we gon' get rich. Bitch things down, they gon' get hit. No, I'm around, I'ma get lit. It's the place you want, we gon' wet shit. So I hold down with fresh shit. Bitch, I'm a dog, we gon' get bit. Lay you in the ground, yeah, that's it. I'ma roll blunt while you get lit. Real niggas up, we gon' get rich. Bitch things down, they gon' get hit. No, I'm around, I'ma get lit. It's the place you want, we gon' wet shit. So I hold down with fresh shit. Bitch, I'm a dog, you gon' get bit. Yeah, in the ground, yeah, that's it. Niggas wanna play with the best. Advise on to play with a vest. Check the little niggas on chest. Saw you and said you a mess. BM just high, stay fly though. Got bitches in numerous time zones. They love me, invite me to night homes. He spawned me, said dick on your cycle. Her ex said I'm crazy, I'm psycho. She said I'm a thriller like Michael. You know these lame niggas gon' hate. I tell her to fix me a plate. These bitches be all in my face. I'm winning, I'm first in the race. You know I got bread in the safe. You know I stay duck in the case. Feel like I got too much to lose. These haters, they down and confused. Wanna see me all on the news. For crazy shit I didn't do. I promise you don't got a clue. Of the BS we gotta go through. Fake niggas be acting so cool. I really be thinking this through. Now I gotta roll my eyes wide. Pistol on me on the right side. Niggas on me, I'm a nice guy. But I ain't the one, I ain't that guy. Bitch love me, I'm a fly guy. I keep it so real, I'm like, why lie? I smoke so much, I might die high. I've been going hard, nigga, why try? I'ma roll blunt while you get lit. Real niggas up, we gon' get rich. Bitch niggas down, they gon' get hit. No, I'm around, I'ma get lit. The place you want, we gon' wet shit. So I hold down with fresh shit. Bitch, I'm a dog, we gon' get bit. Lay you in the ground, yeah, that's it. I'ma roll blunt while you get lit. Real niggas up, we gon' get rich. Bitch things down, they gon' get hit. No, I'ma run, I'ma get lit. It's the place you want, we gon' wet shit. So I hold down with fresh shit. Bitch, I'm a dog, you gon' get bit. Lay you in the ground, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Going down.
This is my marked man. Ah.
never wanted your intention, but I give you that. I get what I want, so I ain't quitting that. I be with Lil Ma, but I ain't hitting that. I'm an artist, baby, I know where my limit at. I'm aware of your intentions, I ain't into that. I got this good feeling with a Fendi at. I don't like your friends, cause they be screaming. I don't like your mans, cause he been around. My little back end, baby, hope she coming home. I don't be caught up on bitches, cause they come and go. And don't be thinking niggas better, cause they getting cheddar. These DB for damage need 100 more. I just wanna talk to all the real niggas. First, you gotta educate the youth. Delegate with all my NFL niggas. Cause they the ones who really see the truth. They really nowadays, I don't fail niggas. They always think you got something to prove. But I be on my mojo in case you ain't know. So don't anybody move how I move. I'm not afraid, no. 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 From the cradle, spin the block, dreidel, Draco. Whatever I say, so payroll. Niggas in the house playing fake like Play-Doh. Fake though, me, I was plotting on a million. About to nah, mommy, let me take you for Brazilian. Trench, baby, I'm the one out of many minutes. Honey, with me too, don't see a rep, it won't be innocent. Nah, catch me with your skeezer. I'll be on your sister like Ramona and Beezer. She like when we linking, cause I know you are so sneaky. Visions of the Jag, I think I call me.
Run with shooters, trap and make me. Hit y'all niggas for a payday. Told y'all niggas I was gon' blow. Told my exes they would need me. Way up from the flooded base. Told you choppers in Mercedes. Fuck a bitch, I'm paper chasing. Lost my mom to poverty.
Had to go get the bag, Balenciaga. Fuck the law, but the odds, 30 rounds, that's a Draco. They tag my cousin to talk to. Them other niggas ain't here no more. I cannot fuck with a dumb hoe. Keep it hot, just like a combo. I'm in her neck like Bitch Doncho. Cooking the dope in the bondo. Need more bitches than my passport. Backwoods to the fire. Deep in that pussy like divers. I put my fit in my shooters. Drive-bys on the scooters. Niggas in church with a toolie. Three cover racks on the jewelry. Yeah.
Gave a call to my jeweler. Yeah. I got Rosie on the two-way, yeah.
What?
I did this shit with the blueprint, no blueprint. I gotta live with my demons.
Body, body, body bag, yeah. Put them niggas in the body bag. Body, body, body bag, yeah. Put them niggas in the body bag. Body, body, body bag, yeah. Put them niggas in the body bag. Put them niggas in the body bag. Put them niggas in the body bag.
We buy bottles, don't do potty tags. Nah. Dripping in chains, I miss that. Yeah. We keep a scope, kill shot.
Kill shot.
Fuck with the gang, you lose your life, kill shot.
Shot, shot. She give me neck in the morning. She say pay me like I'm back, yeah. She see the money, she mourning. Feel like I should have a Saatchi house. We go hungry, we go rob your house. Feeling so broken, where Marcy at? We used to snatch it in Alley House. Body, body, body bag, yeah. This shit gon' give you more body back. Told y'all niggas I would body that. Told you I would, you say probably not. Left y'all niggas with too coffee. Like when your dad told you I'll be back. Close casket and a softy that. 17, that's a Glock, yeah. Never find me on my knees, no. I pray when counting my cheese, yeah. If they ever take my life, yeah. Have my justice in the streets, yeah. Body bag, yeah. Don't call the cops, no, no. Put them niggas in a body bag. Put them niggas in a body bag.
Put them niggas in a body bag.
Body bag, yeah. Put them niggas in a body bag. Body bag, yeah. Put them niggas in a body bag. Body bag, yeah. Put them niggas in a body bag. Put them niggas in a body bag. Put them niggas in a body bag.
that's how I know you're mature. 59 at first, grew up in the gutter, crawled up out the dirt, made it to this verse. Never been a crash, real niggas bred me first, got to me put in work, watch. Bitch, I'm from Lil Haiti, ain't no Buena Vista. Hey. These niggas crazy out here robbing for that pizza. The picture perfect, we don't fuck with Mona Lisa. Hey. Just pass the offering out and profit like the preacher. Yeah. Bitch, I'm from Lil Haiti, ain't no Buena Vista. Hey. These niggas crazy out here robbing for that pizza. Hi. The picture perfect, we don't fuck with Mona Lisa. Hey. Just pass the offering out and profit like the preacher. Lil Haiti stories, I still fuck with Lil Dan the man. Put me on some gangster shit, but now we on some grown man. Cypher motor booming, bitch, now super cypher lawn man. Used to cut the block and slacks, now I cut the yards them. Show me how to profit, what I double, then we all in. My brody got some shit, he show me longer than my whole hand. So if we got some drama, my conclusion better turn around, cause ain't no police coming. When we racking up 100 rounds, streets getting rocky, perfect time for reconstruction. Think the city bullshitting. My connection, my function, never hesitate to pray, so I don't ask around for nothing. Turn my conversation into money, got me out here stunting. Had to focus on the demolition right while I was building. Had the goal to get me to the top. Start without a million, I'm on fire, I ain't gonna never stop. Burning, I'm that nigga, purple style. Fuck the mother strands, that's how I be chilling. Bitch, I'm from Lil Haiti, ain't no Buena Vista. These niggas crazy out here robbing for that pizza. The picture perfect, we don't fuck with Mona Lisa. Just pass the offering out and profit like the preacher. Yeah. Bitch, I'm from Lil Haiti, ain't no Buena Vista. Hey. These niggas crazy out here robbing for that pizza. Hi. The picture perfect, we don't fuck with Mona Lisa. Hey. Just pass the offering out and profit like the preacher. Yeah. I still go to church, but I don't stick around. Once I found myself, I found God. Took me to the crown. Took me out the gangster salvation. Mind more strong, I manifest you the fuck from around me. Shit. I'm on some whole nother pro action. Think about it, then it's done. Ain't no need to be watching. I see more than the plot spot this. I know you lying, only reason, cause I practice righteous. You fit the pole and she the chosen one. I flow water lyrics like rivers over frozen cups. Get it? You gon' need more than a minute. When I switch it on your ass again, sugar cola bins, box without no friends, drop top with all the bang in it, shoes without no lace, fuck.